following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. Your new Regis virtual office will prove to you why it's the ultimate home field advantage. And I just got a month free. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address, local phone number, whenever, wherever you need it, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and monthly private office use. Get 1 month free right now. Free. Regus.com/sports. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
Through 12 blizzards blowing,
10 straight days raining,
6 snowballs flying,
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds,
4 lightning bolts,
3 creepy gnomes,
2 angry geese,
and a giant blow-up snowman that kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service. And
this is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
When did that start happening? I don't even remember when that started happening. Oh, Doug did a Dame and Day, Doug and Daddy Show. I know who's more fired up. I know who's more fired up today. I don't even have to ask. What's up, man?
Nothing, buddy. How are you?
It's been a few weeks. We had a Core State football playoff, so there was no show last Tuesday. Damon's usually in on Tuesday. And then, of course, the week before, we were packed up. You had something going on. Now.
Yep.
Now you're leaving the country just in time for, you know, the sunshine follows Damon.
Yes, sir. I am off to take my family on a vacation to Disney World. For any of you of the criminal element that are listening to this and thinking that my house is free for your undertaking, my assistant coach does live with me, so he will be home all week long setting the security system.
No,
so
it's not the house, but we can decorate outside, right?
Yes.
We can do some decorating.
Yes. Please just don't toilet paper the tree that we're struggling to keep alive.
Well, you know what Tumor's Corner looks like, right?
Exactly. We have a tree on the corner of my house that is we're limping it along.
Struggling.
My wife says it's dead, but I'm just too lazy to take it out, so I keep trying to revive it. I figure the reviving process of tying it to a stake is easier than trying to actually dig it up and take it out. So I'm just kind of lazy when it comes to trees type of thing. So
coming up on the show today, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a little baseball with Damon, because right around the corner we are from the banquet. We'll also have a couple of basketball coaches on today. Cammie Bruckman, Hastings Women, they're off to an 8-2 start. We'll be talking with her in our next segment. Our high school preview will take us to Adams Central today with boys basketball coach Zach Foster as we get closer to the tip-off of the season, and that all coming up a little bit later on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. The all Big Ten football and volleyball teams have been announced since yesterday. The volleyball came out today. Kelsey Robinson named the Big Ten Volleyball Player of the year. So big, big accolades there for Robinson, first and only year with the Big Red. So she is on the obviously the first team as the player of the year. Also, Katie Ralston, freshman, true freshman, on the all-conference team as well. Mary Pohlmiller, the setter, is honorable mention. Rolfson is a unanimous selection on the all-freshman team as well. Sportsmanship Award went to Morgan Brokhaus of Nebraska. So there you go. Coach of the Year, Penn State's Russ Rose. They win the regular season championship. On the football side, Amir Abdullah is, along with Randy Gregory and Siante Evans, they are first-team All-Big Ten. And a lot of love out there for Abdullah, but he was not named the running back of the year. That went to Ohio State's Carlos Hyde. You know, there's one of those that, whatever, Damon, but he's got the most yards with less talent. These accolades, they're nice to have. But everybody thought Carlos Hyde was the best running back coming into the year. You know,
yeah, I mean, that's just the best player on the top team in the Big Ten. That's not necessarily.
Not even the case, though, because it's probably Braxton Miller, the quarterback.
Yeah, but he was out for four games, but Hyde was out for two of those four games, and Guyton did a great job of filling in. And I think when you start to get into those polls, and I think the West, being in the West side of the conference and not having that every day type of thing, that coverage per se. And, you know, Hyde did some things on national television in front of the entire Big Ten where, you know, he kind of put Northwestern on their back and did some things. And I don't think Abdullah necessarily had that game. Abdullah was more of a every single day, a more consistent type of guy. I think Hyde did some things when Braxton Miller wasn't getting things going early. Hyde kind of put Ohio State on his back and did some things. And so I think when you look at some of those accolades, they're more about who got more PR than actually sitting down and looking at who was more important and who did a better job. And like you said, Ohio State's filled with talent from tackle to tackle. Abdullah ran behind, third, fourth, fifth string tackles and still was very, very successful with a rookie quarterback in there and a fifth-year senior signal, basically. I think
you're kind of making my point for me.
Oh, no, exactly. I mean, I completely agree with you. I mean, why Hyde got first team, probably deserving, but that's why I think he received it over Abdullah is just the straight-up coverage of it. With Ohio State being in the center of the Big Ten, you get the east side of it and the west side of it. They pay attention. They get to be seen by everybody. With our 11 a.m. starts and kind of the crazy things that happen, how many guys got to really see them that were voting on these types of awards? I know the coaches do and all those types of things, but are the coaches really doing it?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's probably the problem because the coaches know who ran over them this year. It was Amir Abdullah. One other honor, the All-Region MIAA. Three MIAA players earned first-team All-Region volleyball. One of those is UNK's Katie Sokolowski, first-team All-Region. That now puts her up for All-American honors. Volleyball starts on Thursday. We'll talk more about that as well. Whole lot of things that we want to get to, so stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get to the topic of the day and of the week, and I think it all plays itself out. I think everybody agrees, but you can say if you don't, who should Florida State play in the national championship game?
I have a bigger question for you. If Winston's indicted next week, as some say.
He won't be.
But I'm just saying, hypothetically, do they still deserve to get to go if they're number one quarter, if they're going to play with a backup? And I know that's all probably going to be decided by this time this all happens.
Aren't they innocent until proven guilty?
Right, but Florida State has weird rules just about being accused of. Yeah. I mean, that's one of those weird. I mean, that's a school rule that if you're just – I mean, that's the school. That's Florida State. That's the Florida State.
Why don't we start accusing some people of some stuff?
Exactly.
Good Lord.
You know, but, I mean, that's the thing that I find craziest about this thing because I don't know much about the case, and that'll all work itself out. But Florida State has rules that says if you are charged with a felony crime, you can no longer participate in athletics until you are proven innocent. So if that comes out next week, is the firestorm going to be, does Florida State even deserve to be in there? And I don't know that debate because I think it's still a team. I don't think it's an individual thing. Yeah, so obviously Florida State's going to deserve to be in there. But the number two seed, oh, man, that has got to be a radio guy's dream because you have something to chew the fat over for the next couple of days. Does Missouri deserve it? No, Missouri lost at home. Does Auburn deserve it? they have a better argument, in my opinion, than Missouri. Missouri lost at home on their home field, and I know South Carolina's ranked eighth and everything else.
Without their quarterback.
Then you can start getting into the argument with Georgia and everybody else if you start talking about injuries.
But so did Ohio State. They won games without their quarterback.
Exactly. And so the debate goes to, is a one-loss SEC team better than everybody else in the country?
Here's where I think the debate is. Who should be playing in it? Who do you want to see playing in it? I think most people have differing opinions on who should be in it.
Nobody wants to see Ohio State playing it. I don't even think Ohio State fans want to be seen playing in it, because I think they know that they don't want to be exposed. And I think they know that Urban Meyer is going to eventually get them there, but they're still in that process.
Everybody thinks, and even Tom Chattel, who we had on the show yesterday.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you're allowed to critique other media types, but he is a very interesting media person.
Yeah, well.
What was his take on it?
On Nebraska? Or
just the championship?
Well, his regular Tuesday column today is, the point that I was bringing up is, his point is Big Ten fans should be rooting for Ohio State Saturday against Michigan State, right? Anybody?
Right.
That's what it said.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm not. Because I think I can see if you are a longstanding, all the time, original member of the Big Ten Conference, if you are Wisconsin, Michigan State, I can see where you would kind of be rooting for Ohio State. Nebraska is still the new kid on the block. I want more reasons that Urban Meyer doesn't need to be getting these kids to Ohio State. I want Urban Meyer to not win. That brings me, you know, even if it just gets you a kid or two. Maybe I'm off base here, and I'm not saying this is just me, gut. This is not a lot of times you try to give the professional correct opinion, the way, for the good of the order type deal. I want Michigan State to win, man. I want Michigan State to win. Great point brought up yesterday. Whatever it takes that Alabama's not in the game, I also agree with that. Say Florida State would get upset. Then I would be pulling for, because they'll be playing at the same time as Ohio State, then I'd be pulling for Ohio State down the stretch. Because if they both go down, Alabama's basically in. Alabama's sitting in the four hole. So whoever loses the SEC championship is going to fall. And then Oklahoma State would have a chance to get in, but I don't.
Oh, I agree. I am with you. I do not want Alabama to see there, and that is the ultimate jealousy of a highly successful program. And as just a fan of competition, there was no better thing to watch the look on Nick Saban's face when the Auburn guy ran it back. Because I don't think in any thought process whatsoever, he thought of that scenario happening.
What just happened? How did that get by?
And if you look at those guys that were on that play, that field goal coverage team, I don't think that they have worked on tackling or even the thought process of having to tackle somebody since Tua Days back in August. And so to see that big of a mental lapse by an Alabama team that talks and acts like they're above making those types of mistakes, I thought it was refreshing to see them lose by a mental mistake that large.
And I definitely don't want to see an Alabama-Auburn rematch.
Oh, no.
That takes the luster. You got to have this. You can't have a rematch.
You can't have a redo.
No.
You know? But so I don't know I think Ohio State deserves to be there. I think Ohio State does deserve to be there, though they are undefeated.
That was our Midtown Mart cooler question of the last 24 hours. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. If Florida State and Ohio State both win their conference championship games on Saturday, who should play for the title? 82% said Florida State, Ohio State. 18% said Florida State against the one-loss SEC champion. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today, do you agree with the Big Ten's decision to reprimand Bo Pelini and fine the university $10,000 for his comments? Now, of course, they reprimanded the young man from Ohio State who gave the salute leaving the field after being thrown out of the game against Michigan. Bo Pelini has already been reprimanded, or the university has been reprimanded in the past. So I am not surprised about the $10,000 fine. that goes to Bo Pelini for this. And I don't think he's going to be surprised by
it. About the making comments about the officials?
Yeah, I think it's mostly about that, but also for
I think
the
that the greatest
field,
job
hat breaking.
I think one of the greatest jobs in the world is to be a referee. Because nobody calls you out. It's like you can't even discuss it. And there's nothing more aggravating from a head coaching standpoint that those guys just get free autonomy to not have to ever justify their actions, never have to justify being in the wrong place, and they just
they're like weathermen. It doesn't matter,
right?
If they're wrong.
And their conferences just put up this shield of protective, you know, protect them and everything else. And now you're all of a sudden a bad sport because you call out somebody that's incompetent. To me, that's America in a nutshell. Getting onto just if someone's incompetent, we won't do anything about it. We'll just protect them. And that's what's got – I deal with it with umpires all the time. You know, now granted, we're not supposed to make comments, and who really cares? And when people ask me in newspapers in these small towns that we go to, when they ask my opinion on those things, I don't ever say it because no one really cares.
We should just have the NCAA alarm right
here
every time.
Yes, but to me, the fact that officials who get paid very well for what they're doing, very well. I mean, this ain't I understand these are Pop Warner guys that are volunteering for this. I always love when people are like, oh, well, they're just, you know, RMAC umps. Those RMAC umps are pulling in $700, $800, $900 for a weekend. I would like to do that. I would like to get paid that much for every weekend. But I think the fact that there's these fines handed out by the Big Ten or the Big 12 for, you know, calling out the officials or whatnot, maybe if you did it as official, maybe if you did it as a conference and came out and said, yeah, our officials really were not very good, then maybe the coaches wouldn't have to. But you always just standing up and putting up this false backup, and it's like, you know, oh, I'm not going to throw a flag even though I saw it because that's my buddy's call.
Yeah.
You know, it's that whole protection of things that really sends coaches over the edge. But I bet you Bo doesn't even have to pay it. I bet you it's in his contract that the school will cover all of his fines.
Word has it he's coming out of his pocket. That was the word this morning.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying I'll bet after some of the stuff that's happened – then they did put that in there, saying, hey, it ain't on us. It ain't on us. John from Kearney says, embarrassing to Nebraska, enough said. The more he does this, the more they will call him on it. Yeah, I remember when it happened at A&M, I've said for, what was that, 2010? So for 4 years, I've said, there's Bo Cam. I've said it. People that listen to the show on a regular basis know all about Bo Cam. Again, why, you know, it's a big, broader deal. They try media to get to Bo because there's a better chance of getting reaction. Why did you go up to Bo Friday against Iowa when you should have been interviewing Kirk Ferentz going off the field? Every time it's Bo. It's never the other coach. Never, 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 never. Iowa was ahead. They played a good first half. Why weren't you getting the reaction? Because you knew you had a chance to get angry Bo, and that's what you got.
And I read a very interesting article in Denver. I was in Denver this weekend recruiting. Read a very interesting article. It wasn't the Denver Post. It was one of the secondary kind of smaller papers down there. And they were talking about how the Nebraska coach was on the hot seat based upon media speculation, internet rumor, and chat boards. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time, really, in a media age. I'm sure it's probably happened in clusters everywhere else. But it was amazing that it got that far west. And that the story was basically that probably – the AD, everybody else, they never even thought about firing Bo Pelini, but it had been talked about so much by the Tom Chattels, the Chatlins, the everything else. Mm-hmm. And you wonder why you pack a guy like Bo Pelini into a corner, you're going to get exactly what you got on Friday.
Yeah.
And all those things that people are saying are embarrassing and everything else, if any of you got to hear Kenny Bell's speech or his interview about it, that's why you're glad that Bo Pelini is your coach. And for all the fiery everything else that you guys – or that the fans critique and say now he's an embarrassment or whatnot. You want that, though, when they come back on a Northwestern team and don't give up. You want that when they grind out a victory against Penn State. But when it goes against you, like it did against Iowa, now all of a sudden he's got a temper issue and he's an embarrassment to the state. And that's what I love about fans just in general of every team. You want it both ways all the time, and you can't do it.
Uh-oh. He's out of the field. He's ready for the bowl game. It's Ernie from Wood River. Our buddy Ernie, what's going on, Ernie?
Well, you know, the other day, Mr. our AD come out and he gave us his feeling on Bo. Only the guy did not give me enough information. I want to know what his wife's middle name is. I want to know when his birthdays, the kids' birthdays. I want to know his mom and dad's anniversaries, when they got married, what their middle name is. I want to know where he went to school, high school, grade school. I want to know what his grades were. He just didn't give me enough information. And you're right, this media thing is just, what? Since when do we owe the media so much? What makes it their right? I want to know. I'm talking about the Sipple issue. When he wrote in there, this is what he said about I-Course. And you want to ask about a media question? We had friends was asked by a reporter, do you think that after 6 years, if you had 9 wins in each one of those years, do you think your job would be on the hot seat? And he says, boy, I don't know, but I sure wish I could find out. And so it's just a bunch of baloney. I mean, my question is, why does the Chattels and the Sipples, why do they think that they owe them all this information? And it's just, it's fire for the hot seats, what it is. And then they want to sit there and tell me that what they're saying in the media doesn't affect our recruiting. It's just what Coach Day just said. They're reading it out as far as Denver. Where did we get our wide receiver from? Where did he come from? Colorado. So don't tell me, you media guys. Hope you're not taking this to heart, Doug. I'm my typical self, wound up self today. So guys. You're definitely affecting the program with all the negativity and everything else. So write the good stuff. Sure, you got to report everything, but lay off. So that's all we got, guys. Talk to you later.
Hey, Ernie, take care, buddy. See you soon. Ernie from Wood River.
Do you think, and you are a media guy, and you do a phenomenal, phenomenal job, but has it become more opinion-based than reporting?
Well, that's where Tom Chattel was yesterday with what he's talking about, because he, as he stated, and I think if you go back and read things, he's never picking a side. He is going with what is going on out there. He knows that there is this vibe out there, so he will address that vibe. But he's not saying one way or another, hey, get off or stay on. When you have articles from Dirt Chatelain, who love having him on the show, but his are a little more pointed, like comparing what has happened over the last week. He'll bring out the facts. He'll bring out the stats. Some people don't like that. And they can be presented. That's this whole argument, the pro-Bo and the anti-Bo, the Bo-Lever and the Bo-Lever. That's where you can pull out all kinds of stats to back your case. So when you write the article or you have a long talk show or whatever the case may be, you can present it the way you want it presented. And you're going to please some of the people and you are going to anger some of the people. And
that's what good talk radio is.
For some people, they love that.
Because if you only get the people that like you, then you're only getting 50% of the demographic. But if you get
everybody, I don't even get that.
But I'm just but
not even that.
But the thing that from a recruiting standpoint is all of this. The Chatelains and the Chattels and just all the other nonsense that you hear written about, that is what is keeping Nebraska from getting over this 9-win hump, is the fact that Nebraska calls for this coach's head when things don't go well.
Yeah, people that don't.
And that just absolutely, if there you want to talk about why the Huskers aren't getting the top recruits or why there's, that's because those top guys do not go where there's controversy. They don't go to where they may not have that guy. And that's what destroys programs. And if you look at all the turmoil that's happened over to Nebraska the last, 14 years since the last time they won a conference tournament, how much turmoil has there been? Every year there seems to be something from Solich to Callahan. Solich was on the hot seat. And then
thanks,
Callahan
Steve
came
Peterson.
In. Yeah, exactly. And now now there's so much noise around the Husker football program. Recruits don't want that.
No.
I deal with those 18 and 19. I deal with not on that level, but I still know what parents want. I still know what kids want, and they don't want noise.
Yeah, you got 5 places that are even. Those are the kind of things that tip the scale the right. other way. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, when you're sitting back, relaxing, listening to the show, it's going to get cold out. It's going to get snowy out. It's winter's upon us, and the holidays are here. You got family coming over. You got friends coming over. You're just relaxing inside a lot more. Be sure you're doing it in comfort with the very best furniture from Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. They've been in business since 1977, expanding to the four stores to compete with the big chains and quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And just as important, Bruce Furniture maintains that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. They set it up, they haul it away, they deliver it all for free. Check them out at brucefurniture.com or stop by one of their stores. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Hastings women's coach Kerry Hofstetter, Adams Central boys basketball coach Zach Foster, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It's all coming up.
Jersey's has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jersey's on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jersey's has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jersey's. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
The Herd. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. Who does? Traffic, parking, it's never worse than the holidays. It'll be packed. So I recommend using Stamps.com instead. Okay, you can avoid all the hassles of circling the post office, getting behind Gert in line. It's a headache. Everything you can do at the post office, do from your desk, do from at home. Buy and print official U.S. postage. Your own computer, your own printer. By the way, you can print postage, any letter, any package, domestic, international, any size, when you need it, then hand it to the mailman. Easy and convenient. Right now, a special offer. Got to use my name. No risk. $110 all in. And they'll give you a digital scale. How do you do it? Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic, top of the homepage, and type in Colin. That's stamps.com, enter Colin. You'll get 55 bones, free postage, digital scale, $110 all in. Don't circle the parking lot. Stamps.com.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Doug and Daddy Show, set for Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Lunchtime coming up. Chicken Coop, place to be. 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Let's see. This is Tuesday. Tuesday. So it's
December 3rd.
Dollar off taco. Yeah.
Happy birthday to my brother.
Uh-oh.
He's in Niceville, Florida. He listens via the internet. So.
If he was here, though,
he would be at the coop.
At the Chicken Coop. It's also Husker One's birthday. So happy birthday to Husker One.
Who's Husker One?
That's a code name. He's got the number one license plate.
Oh.
That's a good get.
I thought it was the big guy in the bouncy suit.
Little red.
Yeah.
Husker One could do that. Hey, folks, on Tuesdays at the Chicken Coop, every Tuesday night, it is a wing basket a night. Your choice of over 12 flavors, ranging from Ragin' to sweet or traditional, just $5, 10 flame-broiled wings. And if you're looking for something to cluck about, then how about bringing the whole gang out to play some pool, darts, foosball, arcade games, just watch your favorite sports, knock down a few of your favorite beverages. It's all there for you 7 days a week, lunchtime, anytime at the Chicken Coop. It's Wing Basket Night tonight. For family fun, drinks, and food, head on over to the Chicken Coop every Tuesday night for Wing Basket Night, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Doug Duda, UNK baseball coach Damon Day, my co-host today. And we'll get into some more football talk in a little bit, but let's get into basketball. Hastings College, every time we talk to Hastings College, Damon, they're always, we either got them at the opening of the season, which is like in June, or they're 10 games into the season because they get started so early.
Yeah, that's the thing that amazes me about Hastings. They're at the halfway mark. What, they play like 25 games? They're at 10 already, yeah. And we haven't even gotten to heavy snow.
That's okay for the traveling. Hastings women 8-2, 2-2 in the conference, including a win over fifth-ranked Concordia, and a former Bronco herself, now the head coach, Carrie Hofstetter, back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you on. Does it feel like you're 10 games in? I mean, we make fun of this every single year when we talk to the Hastings coaches, so it's old hat for us.
Yeah, we're 10 games in, and we've only been playing for a month, so a third of our season is already over.
Got a couple of games this week. We'll talk about that in a moment, but through 10 games, kind of the coach's feeling on where your team's at?
You know, we've gotten out to a decent start. We've had some games where we played really well, and then a couple of games where we didn't shoot the ball particularly well at all, one of those probably being Morningside. Gotten off to a decent start and had some kids step up and done some nice things so far.
Carrie Hofstetter, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, is with us here. I'll tell you what, every time I read the game recap and I watched her play in high school, and I've got to figure out where the improvement, and that's Laurel Zwiener over at Pleasanton. I mean, as a high school girl, she had the height, and at the Class D level, was able to do some really good things with that height. But you can't just get away with that in college. Where has her game vastly improved that has put her into a double-double type of player for you every night?
Sure. Well, Laurel's a great kid, and she's worked her tail off over the summer. She worked a ton with our strength and conditioning coach to get a lot stronger and more athletic, which has been huge for her. She's definitely able to do some things that she wasn't able to do even last year. So she's improved her body. She's improved her game. She's a versatile kid. She can play a lot longer than she could last year. And she's just done a really nice job for us so far.
Fairly balanced. Three girls right now are averaging double figures. Jamie Van Kirk about 17, Cami Bruckman about 16, and then Laurel about 13. Then it's pretty balanced with a lot of kids in that 4 and 5 point range. Depth-wise, how do you feel you're doing right now?
Well, I think we're fairly deep. You know, it's nice to have some multiple scoring threats. I think that's one area that we're better at than we were last year, to have Laurel and then a couple of guards that can really score it. And then we've had, you know, several other kids step up in different games, which makes it a little bit harder to guard when you're not sure, you know, who's going to be able to hit shots and whatnot. So we've had a couple of young kids play really well for us. Chanel Farmer from St. Cecilia's played well for us as a freshman, and then Autumn Zeman is a transfer for us who's been playing well, and then you throw in Chelsea Morton from Holdridge, who was a starter every game for us last year and is coming off of a torn ACL from the spring, so she's played well for us at times, and then you know, we've got several other kids, so I think our depth is really, really pretty good so far.
Carrie, could you expand a little bit on Chelsea? How much is that hampering her right now, and how you think she'll be back to 100% at all this year?
Yeah, you know, it's a slow process, and it's frustrating for her, and it's frustrating for everyone. You know, she's such a great defender, and obviously that impacts your ability to move laterally. And so she's already made huge strides this month. She was just released right at the beginning of when we started playing games, so you know, she's played some good solid minutes for us, but you know, we look forward to her just really getting into things and making more strides throughout the season. Probably, you know, January, February, you'll start to see her be able to do some things a little bit more like what she used to be able to do. But she's hanging in there, and she's getting better every day, but it's a process, and it's definitely not something that happens overnight.
Coach Damon Day here. You step out of conference and you take on York on Thursday at their place, and then you bring in nationally ranked number 12 Briarcliff. How do you keep your kids focused on Thursday with Saturday being such a big conference game for you guys?
Well, it's something that we talk about all the time. You know, we want to just focus on the game that's right in front of us. So it's kind of one of those things that you just got to, you got to keep talking to your kids about. And I think our kids are pretty focused and locked in right now. Concordia was a good win for us and kind of gave us a little bit of momentum York's much improved, but what's nice is that both teams are going to play us quite a bit of zone, so you can kind of prepare for both while you work throughout the week.
Last minute here with Kerry Hofstetter, Hastings College women's basketball coach. They're 8-2 on the season. Plenty of teams that they have played have been ranked or are in that receiving votes category, and the conference is as strong as ever. Kerry, where does your team need to improve by the first of the year to be in the race in January and February?
Sure. Yeah, this month of December is huge for us. We play, three more ranked teams just this month. We play Briarcliff, obviously, this weekend, and then we also play St. Mary's from Omaha, who's ranked, and Southwestern at the end of the month. So this is a big month for us, and we just need to keep getting better every day and just keep battling those ranked teams and competing. And by the end of, December, hopefully moving into January, you feel like you've had enough battles that you've grown as a team. So we'll just keep working at it and getting better and looking forward to all these ranked teams coming up here the next couple of weeks.
Well, Kerry, we'll let you get back to work and have a great December. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for the time. Kerry Hofstetter and Hastings College. You can hear their Saturday doubleheader. Mike Will has the call of the Broncos on 1230 KHS. They had 9 games between now and then the middle of January, where they played third-ranked Morningside again, fifth-ranked Concordia, and 12th-ranked Briarcliff back-to-back-to-back their final 3 games in January. And as she said, 3 games against ranked teams between now and then. So they got a 9-game stretch. It's going to be pretty interesting here for the Hastings College women. And the men are doing just as well. First-year coach Bill Gavers, they're 9-1 on the season. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll turn the tables and talk a little high school basketball with Adams Central boys coach in Zach Foster. Want to remind you, though, that maybe a little Christmas gift for yourself if you're a big-time farmer. Doesn't matter if you need 10 of them or one of them. When it comes to pivots for your field, T&L is the place to be. Do yourself a favor this December. Talk to your local T&L dealer and discover how you can get lasting value and decades of dependability with a T&L hydraulic technology system. They're proven, they're guaranteed to work for you, many of them for a lifetime. You see lots of T&Ls out there with minimal repair that has to be on them. 15, 20, 25 years, T&L continues to bring you the very best. Safe, hydrostatically powered design provides continuous movement to eliminate all the hassles in your workday. T&L Irrigation or TLIRR.com. We're back after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
With Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, you don't have to waste your time calling and waiting. Just stop by and pick up a large pepperoni pizza for $5 or the 8 crispy caramelized corners of our large deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni for $8. And why waste your time sitting in traffic? Just lower the windows and turn up the volume. We'll take care of the rest.
Wee-oo, wee-oo! Emergency, everybody out of the way! Ee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo! We're going to Little Caesars! Wee-oo, wee-oo!
Pizza, pizza.
And participating locations plus tax.
There are always a few people that are hard to buy gifts for.
Listen, if you're going to pick gifts out of that magazine in the airplane seat pocket...
Hey, I thought you'd dig the Yeti lawn ornament. I mean, who doesn't? Anyway, this year, StubHub's got you covered on gift ideas.
With Ticket Oaks Gift Guide.
Ticket Oaks Gift Guide has one-of-a-kind gift ideas for your favorite fan.
Whether they're into sports, concerts, theater.
You'll find great ideas for a gift they'll love.
No more Yeti lawn ornaments.
Hey now. So get to StubHub today. Check out Ticket Oaks Gift Guide and give your favorite fan their best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll have partly sunny skies in our forecast today. It's met breezy northwest winds with a high near 49 degrees. And we'll see more clouds and more breezy conditions tonight with lows dipping down to 18. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 34.
Who let the dogs out?
Doug and Addy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. All kinds of things going on as we've got basketball season, wrestling season, all the winter sports get going this week. Don't forget our swimmers as well out there, and we'll continue to chat with some of the coaches in the area. Zach Foster has the reins for the Adams Central Patriots. He's had them working hard, and he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda and Damon Day. Coach, good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Patriot land. They've, as usual, coming off a successful football season. So some of those guys you got to turn the corner with, and some of them are some pretty good players for you too. How's preseason practices been going?
Good. It's been interesting. As long as I've been here, we've had a pretty veteran team and always had guys back that have played. And this is probably, in the 15 years I've coached, probably the most inexperienced team that I've been around. We really like our guys, but, you know, when we played in the state tournament last year, I think we had 9 guys get on the floor, and 8 of them were seniors. And so we got a lot of green guys. We're pretty green before Christmas here. But, again, we like our kids. We like our team. But we've got a lot of learning to do.
Where does that start to kind of fill us in with what this team you think is going to look like when you get things tipped off this weekend?
Well, when we've tried to play the last few years, what we like to do is to run and make it up-tempo game and shoot threes. And I was talking to Coach Drake Bronick the other day, because we played him this week, and I was just talking to him about how, you know, how we want to play. It's kind of like how his dad's teams have always played at Ravenna. We want to get up and down. We want to shoot transition threes and play fast and give the kids some freedom. And the nice thing is, with the kids we have coming, I mean, we can shoot it pretty well, and we can do some different things. But as far as athletically, we're probably not quite as good as where we were last couple of years, but basketball-wise, we're pretty good. We kind of joke around and say that this year's team could probably beat last year's team in horse, but unfortunately, you got to defend, and you got to rebound, and you got to do dirty work, and that's where these guys got to grow, and they're getting there. But again, there's some things you can't really learn until you get in the game situation, so I'm sure we're going to learn a lot in these first couple of weeks.
Coach, with opening weekend just upon you, you talk about having a young team. What are some things that you've told them that you're looking forward for them to kind of get off to a good start with this weekend? What are some of those things you've told them we need to be successful at?
Well, number one thing is, we've said it all along, and all summer we've talked about it, rebounding both ways. We've got to be able to get on the glass. It's been a strength of Adams Central for as far as I can remember. I mean, Coach LeMaster had, you know, some great teams in the past rebounding-wise, and as it is for right now, I mean, that's probably one of our weaknesses that we've got to get better at. As a team, it's not one guy. Everybody's got to commit to that. And I think just guarding. We like to play man. We want to play up and down and play and trap and run around. But in the half court, you know, you got to be able to get stops. And playing anybody good, they're probably going to handle your full court pressure. And so you, in the half court, you got to be able to, you know, buckle down and get stops. We really are talking a lot about communication. And I think some of that is, you know,
playing some young kids that they don't really understand the level they have to communicate at. So just communication, defense, and rebounding. Really, I think we have enough offensive ability. We can score some, but we got to be able to stop somebody, obviously.
Zach Foster, head boys basketball coach at Adams Central. The Patriots will host Holdridge Friday and go to Aurora Saturday. Also before Christmas, Sandy Creek, Centura, Wood River, Ord, Gibbon. So you're going to see a little bit of everything. I think some teams that are struggling, some teams that are really, really going to be in the top 10. Home away, it looks interesting. And you mentioned replacing all these kids. You always want to have a leader or two on the team. Can you find a leader? Do you have a leader that has stepped up, or are you concerned about that?
I think it's a work in progress with us. Right now, I mean, we've had some injuries on a lot of the preseason things. I put down Latham Schmidt as being an important part of our team as a senior who he played a lot as a sophomore, and he actually missed all of last season with a shoulder injury, and he gutted it out through football, but he's not going to be with us this year. So he would have been one of our leaders, and we're going to miss him. Alex Keller is a senior that will help us. He's been hurt. I think yesterday was his first practice that he had. He had an ankle from football. Tevin Anderson is a senior who's worked his butt off. He's a good kid, and he doesn't really say a lot, but he leads by example. And probably Sam Lindblad has another senior right now who has shown us a great amount of leadership. He's really a vocal kid. And, even though we've got three or four seniors, Buff, Nader, Klein's in that group too, we got some seniors. They really haven't got to play a lot. And so they're hungry. Even though they're older, they're still inexperienced. And they've been waiting for this moment. So they're doing everything right with their bodies as far as the vocal leadership. I think sometimes as the coach, the ideal situation like I had last year is you got seniors to play forever and they lead the team into their team. But sometimes as the coach, you probably have to take more of a leadership role until they figure it out. And I think as a coaching staff, we've kind of talked about that we kind of need to be the leaders until they kind of figure that stuff out. And some of that, you can't force. We talked about it with our team last year that chemistry probably is one of the most important factors in being successful. And it's frustrating as a coach because it's one of the things you have the least control over. I mean, if kids like playing together and if they have that chemistry and that leadership, a lot of it's just because of who they are. And I think we'll get to that point. But again, we're just so green. It's a work in progress right now.
Zach, you guys have had a physical team for a number of years. Do you worry that what the new rules in college may filter down, and even if they're not the exact rules in high school, we may see a little change in the way the games are called this year? Has that been a point of emphasis at all?
We've talked a little bit about it. We had a jamboree scrimmage on Saturday, and we saw a little bit. I mean, we played two halves. We played a half against GICC and a half against Sutton, and we had different referees for the two halves. It's kind of a volleyball triangular type form on how we do it. And in one of the games, I really noticed the difference. I thought it was way tighter. And actually, I think it's good. The people that complain about the college game, I mean, everybody have a different opinion on it, I guess. But we have skilled guys. So could it affect us defensively? Yes. But I think it will help us immensely offensively because we have some skilled guys that can shoot it and handle it. Probably aren't the most physically intimidating guys. And so if you make people get your hands off of you defensively, then all of a sudden I think the offense has the advantage. If you had a bunch of guys that couldn't throw it in the ocean, but they're really strong and could guard, I think it really affects you. But for a team like ours this year, I think it'll probably help us if that happens. So it'll be interesting to see, like you said, how that opening weekend, the first couple months go.
Zach Foster, last minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the Adams Central Patriots. They never back away. I mean, Blue Platte's a tough conference, and a lot of their non-conference games are Class B or solid opponents like a Central Catholic. Your thoughts on the conference race this year, Zach, and how deep it could be?
I think it's interesting because a lot of people think that it's down, but I still think it's going to be tough as heck. I think, you've got to put Donovan and Gibbon at the top. I mean, they got the most coming back. I mean, obviously, look at what Donovan did in football. They got some fantastic athletes in that senior class. And they're hungry. I mean, as much success as they've had in basketball, I think winning football might just kind of open Pandora's box for them, and they might, like that success and make that next step and go from winning 15 and 16 to really being special. Gibbon, in my opinion, has the best player in the state in C1, and Riley Reinertsen, so I think they're very special. And I think the team that people are sleeping on is Ravenna. I think Coach Bronick's crew is going to be very, very good. They got a freshman coming in that I think will be an all-state type player, and they only lost one kid from last year's team, I think. And so I think those three teams, we're hoping we can be up in that top group, but I think you got to put Donovan and Gibbon up at the top.
All right, Coach. Hey, we'll let you get back to working with the kids, and best of luck this opening weekend. We'll see you soon.
All right. Hey, good talking to you.
Take care, Zach. Zach Foster, head boys basketball coach at Adams Central. And, of course, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Hastings High. You can listen to their games on 1230 KHAS, that time of the season.
It is that time of year. It's good. It's good. It kind of makes that transition. Get into the gyms, get to watch something on a Friday, Saturday night. It gives you something to do, you know. This, it's that time of year. It's time to make that transition after turkey.
Coaches always say, oh, we're so young. We're so young until that. There's like that one time where, well, okay, we got 6-7 seniors. Okay, I can't Buffalo anybody. But they will be inexperienced. Even if you got some seniors on that roster, if they haven't played a lot.
Yeah, that's what I always find. Is sometimes they may be young, but they've been a 2-year starter, so you know it mm-hmm. is definitely coach speak when you get out there. Oh, well, we're young. That's what we like to call as a coach. So for any of you who like to, it's called safety net. You know, there's usually youth, and then after that, usually the injuries.
Yeah, thanks. You know? Oh, I'm so banged up.
Yeah.
We're going to come back with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and a couple of more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stay with us.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You're a guy over 30 and not in the best of shape. You know that you put on about 5 pounds every year from not doing anything about it. You want the energy you once had. Even your libido is suffering and your wife is looking at you sideways. You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro, exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Jersey's has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jersey's on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jersey's has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jersey's. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Tonight on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball, it's an ACC Big Ten showdown in the barn as Florida State travels to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Drew Bonadelli. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the action as Ian Miller and the Seminoles look to continue their impressive start against Andre Hollins and the Gophers. Florida State, Minnesota. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Tonight at 8:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll have partly sunny skies in our forecast today. It's bet breezy northwest winds with a high near 49 degrees. And we'll see more clouds and more breezy conditions tonight with lows dipping down to 18. I'm meteorologist Sam Zanisky. Right now it's 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, David Day with you on this Tuesday, getting ready for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Oh, you know the snow's coming. Maybe you need a new set of tires on your vehicle. Maybe you just need a new vehicle, new truck that's going to get you through, an SUV for the family, whatever the case may be. Midway has new and pre-owned vehicles at their Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney that will get the job done for you. And again, if it's not exactly what you want, you can go online and you can kind of invent your own vehicle. I mean, okay, I saw what you have online here at thinkmidway.com. But I want it black and I want it a two-door. I don't want it red and a four-door. Maybe, you know, you want a different engine. Maybe a different, maybe you want leather inside. Maybe your price range. Maybe you say, you know, I don't need a 2012 pre-owned. Maybe a 2008. Maybe I have one just like that. Too many miles. I want the exact same thing. Maybe just a little updated version. You can let them know. And as soon as Midway locates it, you are first on the list, and you are driving home happy. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, you can see the complete inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at the all-new ThinkMidway.com. They're gearing up for the Midway PBR coming up on December 14th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Always helping the community more than just selling you new and pre-owned vehicles. Like them on Facebook as well for giveaways and updates on some discounts that you can find, even if you don't need a new or pre-owned vehicle. Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night? Build it up, that always happens.
Just a little bit. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to play Seattle in Seattle.
No, I mean, little worried too, because I said Seattle was overhyped, and they're getting better. I will, as I said at the beginning of the year, they should have about four losses. They won a couple of games that they should not have won, but they did, the sign of a good football team, which now is turning into a great football team. I didn't think that they would get all of their home, all their playoff games at home. Now it concerns me, because I had the Saints going to the Super Bowl, and I thought, going to New Orleans, nobody can seem to win at New Orleans.
Right.
Well, it's even worse at Seattle.
Does your animosity for Seattle bring you back because of Pete Carroll's college days?
No.
Okay.
No.
I've noticed that no one really likes, if you're not a Pete Carroll fan from his days at USC,
yeah,
you really look at this, you really look at Seattle as you don't want them to succeed. You don't want to give them the respect. You don't want to give them just how good of a team they are.
I used to root for Seattle, and then they kind of started to be good too much. You know, Alexander, was that the running back up there?
Yeah,
Sean Alexander.
Yep.
Yeah, and then when they got jobbed in the Super Bowl by the Pittsburgh Steelers, that they got robbed. They were the better team, should have won it. Couple of calls. Yeah, love me, Steeler Nation. But that you know, Seattle has had a chance, and now they're too good too often.
They just seem to me to be. There's another guy suspended every other day from that team for drugs, it seems. And then you just kind of think of what Pete Carroll did with USC. I just think you don't really. They're not a team that warms your heart.
We have got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call us now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, we can get you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's just in time for Christmas. You can use it as a stocking stuffer. You can use it to get a meal, or you can just use it for yourself. 12 Huskers were honored by the Big Ten. As we told you, Amir Abdullah, Randy Gregory, Siante Evans, first team. Second team, Stanley Jean-Baptiste, Cole Penzick, honorable mention, Jason Ankra, Kenny Bell, Andrew Rodriguez from Aurora, Jeremiah Searles, Corey Cooper, and even place kicker Pat Smith received an honor. Call now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. All right, let's get after it. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, all right, I'm going to give you options today, Matt. Would you like a question in football, volleyball, or basketball?
Football.
All right. That always seems to be the case. But, hey, here it is. Well, we know Nebraska has problems hanging on to the ball. Nebraska has fumbled the ball 30 times this season. 30 times. Who has fumbled it more than Nebraska? Which team? And it's a BCS team.
Georgia Tech.
It is not Georgia Tech. Try back, Matt. 888-455-ESPN. We actually have a few to choose from today. I think one of them may be easier than others. So we'll see, you know, just who gets that question. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Tyler.
Tyler, you want football, volleyball, basketball?
Football.
All right, football. Nebraska has 30 fumbles. They're second in the nation. Who's number one? And it's a BCS school. It's not like some little itty-bitty school.
Florida.
It is. That's a good guess. I like that. It is that not is Florida. Guess. Yeah, that's a good guess. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, you want football, volleyball, or basketball?
Let's try basketball.
All right. It's Big Ten ACC week. We've actually got the Florida State-Minnesota game tonight here on ESPN Radio. Who did the Nebraska men beat in last year's Big Ten ACC Challenge?
Wake Forest.
That's right. See, I thought that was the easiest one of the bunch. I thought it was the easiest one of the bunch. Wake Forest is the answer. Hang on the line. See, that's what you get. You know, everybody wants football. Sometimes it's a little tougher. Hang on the line, $25 gift card. Dean, hang on and congratulations. The team that leads the nation, I didn't want to break it down to a conference right away, but the team that leads the nation in most fumbles, Texas Tech, who was in the top 10 earlier this season. Texas Tech, by the way, Jeff doing some research here, taking a look at five teams that are ranked in the top 11, college football, Damon, that were unranked at the beginning of the season. Auburn didn't even get a vote for the top 25. Missouri, not even a vote. Baylor, Michigan State, Arizona State were all ranked between 26th and 30th, and they're all in the top 11. Nebraska's going the other way, unfortunately. So there you go.
The preseason rankings are by far the most worthless of all the rankings. By far the most worthless of all the rankings. I agree that there should not be a poll out until the seventh game of the collegiate season, but now polls don't matter. Now polls don't matter anymore. Yeah. So
we got to have something to talk about.
Well, yeah, you definitely have something to talk about, but polls don't matter now with this new super-duper grouper of selectors.
Oh, preseason, and we'll let you out of here. Preseason high school wrestling rankings are out, and I'll tell you what, some of the old familiar names are back in. Class A, Grand Island 1, Kearney 6, and Hastings is in the top 10 at number 8. Omaha Scutt number 1 in B, followed by Scotts Bluff and Cozad. Lexington 5th, Adams Central 10th. O'Neill's number 1 in C, Kearney Catholic 4th, Central City 10th. Amherst, your defending state champion. They're number 1, followed by Plainview and Pender. Eustace Farnham 8th, Franklin 9th, Palmer 10th. That's from the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association. The basketball rankings will come out later this week from the Lincoln Journal Star and from the Omaha World Herald. And Hastings College is going to be looking for a new women's soccer coach, Mark Jimenez, stepping down to take the assistant's job at the University of Wyoming.
Congratulations.
Anything else you want to tell me?
Nothing.
You got any nuggets?
Don't have any good rants. Don't have anything. We do have our Grand Island Baseball Camp at the Foners Park Community Center on December the 22nd. So go to lopers.com. It's a great time, opportunity for us to get kids from kind of the more central part over there in that beautiful community center that they have in
ages?
Grand Island. It's ages 7 on up. So there's kind of a different. It's all based upon age groups and everything. So if you go to lopers.com, we're starting to take registrations for that. And there's a couple spots still available for our pitchers and catchers camp that start this weekend.
And give me an early heads up for the baseball banquet.
January the 7th. My wife's going to punch me in the face.
Saturday, right?
It's a Saturday.
18th.
So January the 18th out at the Eunice Conference Center. So
anything special in the works this year?
We will always have a special guest, as always. His schedule is aligned. Job is planning to attend as of right now. That's his schedule. But when you're trying to sign free agent contracts and do all those types of things, obviously something may come up. But every time he's been able to be there, he's there. And it's just a great celebration of baseball in the Kearney community. So we'll be doing some fundraising, not only for UNK baseball, but obviously for Memorial Field to kind of what's our next project there to kind of keep that rolling. So exciting time for us. So
any cool stuff you can talk about that you already know you got?
Mariano Rivera autographed jersey. From his final season with the Inner Sandman patch from the last weekend that the Yankees wore. So very, very, very rare and authentic. So
unique, people.
Yes, very excited about that piece. So,
all right, folks, lopers.com for all your Loper news. We'll have our Loper link tomorrow with your counterpart softball coach, Holly Carnes.
Yep, get out and eat some pancakes this weekend. Support the softball team.
That's right. Coming on Sunday, I'll eat yours for you, too.
Thank you.
You're going to be on vacation.
I will be on vacation.
You communist. Are you leaving the country?
No.
Just going to Disney World.
Just going to Disney World.
Bubba's ready to go. Hey, we want to thank Carrie Hofstetter, Hastings women's basketball coach, Zach Jack Foster from Adams Central. As we said, Holly Carnes tomorrow, plus more basketball previews. Stay with us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.